Proclamation number 8558 of 14th of July, 1963. Exceeding the power of the opponent and end. The adversary's work is included in my plan of salvation of deification because I foresaw it from eternity that he will not change before until he is completely robbed of his attachment. And this will still take eternities, for the immense number of once fallen spiritual beings will need eternities until their redemption from matter. And for that long my adversary will offer me the resistance on which the beings are to test themselves in the stage of their embodiment as a human being. But my adversary will never gain supremacy because as soon as he exceeds his authority he will be bound and completely prevented from his activity. And the overstepping of the authority consists of him wanting to deprive people of all knowledge about me, of him wanting to prevent them from making their free decision of will by confusing their concepts so that they no longer recognize between whom they are to decide. For they must have knowledge, both of me as well as of my adversary, and they must be able to choose freely, but therefore also know about both partners, about their existence and about their nature and their aims. Only then can they be called to account for their decision. In the last days before the end, my adversary's intention and activity goes so far as to deprive people of their belief in the existence of a God, to plunge people into complete disbelief in a power which created them and before which they will one day have to answer after the death of their body. He goes so far that he also portrays every survival of man as erroneous, that he does not accept anything that is connected with the higher being, which is loving, wise and powerful, and above all he undermines the knowledge and the faith in the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. So he does everything to prevent men from all intercourse with me, man's return to me, which is the purpose and aim of their, his, earthly life. And since people cannot defend themselves without all knowledge of the one who could help them in their adversity, my adversary's activity therefore far exceeds his authority. For he certainly has the right to exert his influence on people and to win them over for himself, yet he does not have the right to make my existence entirely implausible to people or to prevent them from taking notice of the fact that there is a God with whom the human being is in closest union. Then therefore his binding is necessary, he must be made completely harmless for a time, what is possible for my power at any time, so that mankind does not get into the danger to get completely lost. For my endeavor will always be to help people to reach the aim one day, to return to the Father from whom they originated. I have known since eternity to what extent humanity will sink through the influence of my adversary, and then I will relentlessly intervene to prevent him from his work, and only then will I enable humanity to strive unhindered through him towards me again. And I also know when I allow his work again when it is necessary to test the will of man and to put him again before his decision. My plan is fixed since eternity because everything is known to me, the will direction of man, the power to resist the enemy and the nature of the faith of men, which only needs to be alive to also lead to the right success. But if everything has reached the lowest low, then I also intervene with my power and bring about a violent change, both of the external creations which contribute to the maturing of the spiritual as well as of the human race, which, if it fails, has to cover the path through creation again. and then also my opponent's work must be made impossible for a time, so that those men can strive towards me unhindered, who belong to me according to their will, who have detached themselves from him and who also became free from theirs and guilt through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and his favors acquired through it and are now candidates of the kingdom, in which I alone rule, in which my opponent has no share. He certainly also has a right to people's souls, however he may not exceed his right that he prevents people from reaching their aim. For the free decision is assured to every soul, which I guarantee to it and which also my adversary has to respect. Mankind is about to come to an end, for my adversary's raging has assumed such proportions that his hour will soon have come when he will be bound again and all influence on humanity will be taken away from him. And then there will be a time of peace and harmony. Then love alone will rule, because for a long time evil will no longer have any influence on people, because they are intimately united with me and now also their ascent is secured and they finally return to me, their God and Father from eternity. Amen.